This is
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
The scholar of this program is Ms. Razia Shameli.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum to all of you who are fasting in this blessed month and who are looking forward to hear the program For a Better Life. I promised you to share 10 tips on how to have a better month of Ramadan this year, inshallah. My first point was practice mindfulness. The second point was to work on one vice or one personal quality that we have problem with. And in our previous program, I talked about the feature or the vice of anger. Now, I would like to add some hadith or narration from our infallibles regarding controlling anger. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam that reads, "The most powerful person is the one who is victorious over his anger with his forbearance." This is so beautiful. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam says in another hadith, "One who refrains his anger towards someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover his secrets." Subhanallah. So next time you get angry, don't open your mouth. Don't start pouring out whatever comes from it. Don't give yourself the right to empty your anger on other people. It's really hard not to get angry, especially in Ramadan, when you're thirsty, when you're hungry, and you really become more easily agitated. When you want to become angry, take a deep breath, change your position, and remain calm. Let me share with you another part of the Noble Prophet's sermon on the occasion of the arrival of the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, every word of it is beautiful. It's just full of light and full of wisdom. He says, "Oh people," and look, he's not saying, "Oh Muslims." He says, "Ya ayyuhan nas," oh people, everyone in the world, indeed your souls are dependent on your deeds. Free it with istighfar, with repentance. Lighten its load by long prostrations. And look that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by His might that there is no punishment for the one who prays and prostrates, and he shall have no fear of the fire on the day when man stands before the Lord of the worlds. Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, is the month of blessings. It's the month of special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So far, we have talked about 2 tips. In this program, tip number 3, work on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, establish God-fearfulness. I think one way of doing that is through clarifying your aim in life, knowing that this world with all its magnificence is just temporary, and it has been created to enable us to reach our full potentials. It's been narrated by Anas bin Malik that he said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah say, 'O people, have taqwa or God consciousness as is worthy of Him. Strive in gaining His pleasure. Have certainty that the world is temporal, and that the next life is everlasting.'"
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me sky. I feel so alive.
strive for the life after death, such that it could be said about you that it is as if you were never in this world, and so that it could be said about you that it is as if you have been in the next life for time memorial, O people. Surely everyone in the world are guests of this world. All that they possess are simply trusts given to them. And these guests shall one day leave, and the trusts that were with them shall be returned back to their owners. You must know that this world is a merchandise which both the righteous and wicked people make use of, while the next life is the pure promise of Allah, which is ruled by the just, powerful one. The noble prophet continues, "So then, may the mercy of Allah be upon the person who looks at his soul and prepares his grave before death comes to him during this time, that his halters are loosened from around him and before he arrives at his appointed time of death. As then at that time, the ability to perform good actions will be removed from him." So taqwa, or God-fearfulness, is the inner protection. It's the internal lock which prevents a person from committing sins. Of course, taqwa has various levels to it. Sometimes we see that it's at the level of adala, or justice with others. Sometimes taqwa goes even higher than mere justice, such that we reach the level of isma, or infallibility, as isma is nothing more than the highest level of taqwa. So the sense of responsibility to Allah, which is inside the spirit of a person, and the state of inner protection is nothing other than taqwa. The person who possesses taqwa would always place the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the pleasure of other people. And while acting in this way, the people around him must be pleased and content with what the person of taqwa decides. If we can reach to this station, then we would have reached to the highest level of taqwa. And when this happens, anything, anytime, anything comes up in our life, we would first seek to gain the pleasure of Allah, which would result in the creation of Allah being pleased with us. This would culminate in our own personal pleasure, and this is the order we have to follow in life. I would like to end this episode with a part of Imam Sajjad's supplication on the month of Ramadan. He says, "Praise belongs to God who appointed among those roads his month. The month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, the month of submission, the month of purity, the month of putting to test, the month of standing in prayer, in which the Quran was sent down as guidance to the people and as clear signs of the guidance and the superator." Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
The wise for a better life.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned. One must know religion basics and according to them must influence his or her personality and heart. You must influence your heart. We must address our heart many times. One of men of spirituality said, I read that praise to my dormant and ignorant heart several thousand times a day. What a nice phrase.
چند هزار مرتبه مثلا فلان ذکر رو بر این دل خفته غافل خودم خوندم. چه تعبیر خوبی است.
Memories fade like a dusty window pane and you can't see your past no more. The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be